In today's My Indonesia, Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources Indonesia is capable of switching to EBT. Expert staff of the Energy and Mineral Resource Minister Satya Hanga Yuda believes Indonesia was capable of switching from fossil fuels to new and renewable energy, thus meeting the set carbon emission target. According to Satya, the transition process was carried out based on national capability limits and complied into the standards applied by developed countries. Satya, in his statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, explained that the energy transition must be gradual. Indonesia is switching to EBT, but coal is still a competitive and cheap energy source. Therefore, in order for Indonesia to be consistent with reducing carbon emission in coal-fired power plants, co-firing with biomass, and in the future with carbon storage technology is required. Satya said under the leadership of President Prabowo, Indonesia will develop new renewable energy and reduce dependence on fossil fuels. He said that by 2040, more than 100 gigawatt of energy capacity will be built, 75% of which will come from renewable energy, 5 gigawatt nuclear, and 20 gigawatt from gas. The former oil and gas commercialization analyst of Oil and Gas Task Force hope that with the presidential decree of the National Energy Security and Downstream Task Force led by the Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, it can increase investment, downstreaming, and becoming a trigger for economic growth, job creation, and increased added value in Indonesia commodities. Satya explained that Indonesia must be able to switch from fossil fuels to EBT to achieve the Paris Agreement target in 2030 and also net zero emission in 2060. Coal phase down is important, but there must be a solution. And that was My Indonesia.